Next, we have, just in time, Barry Rabe. Talking about what? Public management. There's another one on our hit parade.
Speaking of required courses that you're encouraged to take in your first year, public management. I'll be speaking today about my offering, but also two other offerings, all of which will be offered this winter term at the same time, something that we have not done before. So I'm speaking not only for my version, but those for two of my colleagues, Megan Tompkins-Stang, who cannot be here today because she just gave birth a couple of weeks ago, but will be back in the classroom in January. We look forward to welcoming her. And Jamie Gillies, who has been here before, but has one of the toughest commutes in North America. He lives in New Brunswick, eastern coast of Canada. He's finishing a doctoral dissertation in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia and working with his doctoral advisor, who is in Sydney, Australia. In the middle of all that, Jamie will be here this winter. I will be here this winter. Megan will be here this winter. Now, this course, Public Management, I believe has been part of the MPP core in some manner or fashion since long before the creation of the school, since the IPS days. It has been known by different names, different titles, and all the rest. Among the themes that will be common or be consistent with this year's offerings are emphases on the following. One, issues of strategic planning, the structure and function of governmental institutions, agencies, issues of performance, how one measures, monitors, and evaluates the performance of those units of government, and a very strong emphasis on networking, working across sectors and levels of government. We will, though, this time do something a little different. This course historically has focused primarily from a management perspective that's exclusively public and almost exclusively focused on federal institutions of the United States. There was once a time in the life of this school or the institute that preceded it where that made a lot of sense because most of the students were from the U.S. They were going to be working for federal agencies. That's no longer true, as reflected in this class. So we're going to do three different things this time. In my class, we will be focusing very heavily on U.S. public administration, but looking not just at federal, but sub-federal, state and local issues. And in many respects, I've been working closely and talking closely with Rick Hall about the development of the domestic politics course. My course will be an extension of what you've experienced in 585, either in prior years or the newer version this time. So we'll be focusing a lot on political science perspectives, on bureaucracy, but looking a lot at the sub-federal level, where 585 only spends, at least this year, one or two sessions. State, local, intergovernmental issues, networking, those kinds of themes. In some cases, we'll focus comparatively, but primarily be focused on the U.S. And again, think of this as an extension of an introductory politics course that you may have already had or likely have already had this term. Jamie's course, and some of you may already have worked with Jamie. Jamie's been here for two previous winters teaching a broad version of public management. His real passion and interest is in non-U.S. governance and public management. In fact, that dissertation he's finishing rapidly in Vancouver looks at the relationship between elected officials and senior officials of departments, agencies, and ministries in non-U.S. systems. Jamie has taught in the United Kingdom and is focused heavily on the European Union. He has strong interest in Asia. He's looked at Canada. So Jamie will largely be providing a course that will focus on the issues of public management outside the U.S., not really so much in an international relations perspective, but how other nation states beyond the U.S. operate. There may be some instances, especially because we're offering these courses at the same times, where there might be a plenary session where we literally bring both of these classes together. But somewhat similar theoretical work, but very, very different course applications. So we're trying to provide some element of choice here. If you're thinking primarily on the U.S. public side, my version of 587. If you're interested in the public side of non-U.S. public management, Jamie's course make more sense. Now, Megan's offering. Megan comes to us with a PhD in sociology from Stanford, very strong interest in nonprofit management, both in the U.S. and internationally. We'll be working off somewhat similar theoretical frameworks, but she will really look in great depth at the operation and function of nonprofit organizations and institutions in the U.S. and internationally. She's going to try to bridge that comparative component, so there'll be a lot of U.S. focus, but much beyond, and I know we'll be looking at issues such as the creation of foundation, funding, other kinds of things, while looking at some of the same larger conceptual issues. Again, each of these three classes will be meeting at the same time, I believe 1 to 2:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays. If you're interested, you should select one of these. This is the first time we've tried this kind of an experiment, and literally there may be times where all three classes gather in this room, but for the most part, you'll be working with one of the three instructors that you select.